This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Agents showed up at a Denver's immigration court today and detained a family who was at a procedural check-in. It's a new immigration and customs enforcement strategy that's already underway in other states. Immigration lawyers believe ICE is trying to move people into expedited removals, which shortens due process. Immigration attorneys weren't immediately sure where the family, which includes a small child, were taken, but believe they were going to a family detention center out of state. The sale of foie gras could be banned in Denver. Denverite's Paolo Schultz reports.
The animal rights group Pro Animal Colorado has submitted a proposed ballot initiative to ban the force feeding of poultry and the sale of foie gras within city limits. The French delicacy is made by forcefully fattening up ducks or geese, which causes their livers to balloon to unhealthy sizes. The practice is controversial and banned in several countries, as well as California. In order to appear on the November ballot, Pro Animal Colorado must first collect about 9,500 valid signatures. Denver voters recently rejected two other animal welfare measures, which attempted to ban fur and slaughterhouses.
Denverite's Paolo Schultz. A railway expansion in Utah that could lead to more oil trains moving through Colorado has gotten a major boost from the U.S. Supreme Court. In a ruling this morning, the court concluded more environmental review is not necessary for the Uinta Basin Railway Project. It aims to open up a remote area of Utah for more oil and gas development. Colorado opponents worry that will lead to more trains carrying waxy crude oil through Glenwood Canyon. This afternoon, expect thunderstorms in the Palmer Divide area and south of Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.